Sarah, this is Lakshmi.
Hi.
I did not do the exercise. I don't feel like I'm being fully grounded for the last, like since after lunch. And when I did try what you asked, I was st struggling to find a phrase. And I kind of stopped after that because even the trying to find a phrase seemed like I was getting out of what I'm supposed to be doing. And I have been trying as everyone else has been sharing the experiences, but I'm not getting something, a phrase to use.
Okay. You are grounded. Can you sense that, Lakshmi?
I'm feeling some tingling in my feet, but I don't feel anything below.
That's okay. When you feel that in your feet, what words come to you if you start with I am?
I am enough.
Ah, you did
Thank you.
Can you feel that? Yeah.
Yeah, there's more tingling throughout my body now.
It was so beautiful.
Thank you. I was really hoping Sarah would not call on me.
You knew I was coming there.
Thank you.
Okay, we have a few more.
Hi, this is Cindy. And a phrase and a feeling that came through was around unworthiness and being unloved, unliked. And when I settled into this, what I heard was, I am embodied love. Which I'm not one who's ever like practice, I guess, mantras or, people have phrases they say over and over, but I'm gonna try this one on and see what happens.
Yeah, that fit.
Thank you.
Okay. Trish, Elena.
This is Elena.
Elena, I miss you talking.
Me too. was noticing yesterday when we, during the soul retrieval for Cindy, and we were practicing holding our energy, to ourselves. And I noticed in that practice, the way I speak to myself around grounding. And I think that's something that's coming through in this exercise now. And the reaction I had yesterday during that soul retrieval is just this really incredible harshness with myself around trying to, bring my energy back in, knowing that it's out and feeling kind of like I don't know how to drive the bus or something. And what I'm hearing today now is this invitation to find my own way into my grounding. And so I was playing with that dynamic when we were invited to to find a phrase, and words have been confusing. So what came through energetically more than anything is just that realization of, wow, this is, feels like something I'm trying to force or make myself do, and I know that is not the path to getting there. So as I softened into my grounding, I am hearing that I am a safe place to come back to.
That touched my heart so deeply. You walked your way through there. You did it.
Sarah, Marianne again. That was a lovely statement. I am the best place to come back to. When another when she expressed that, Alana. And that's, I guess that's where I felt the word cozy.
She said safe place.
Ah,
Just
she said,
so you know, yeah.
oh,
But
yeah. Oh,
it
she said,
means the
I am
same
the
thing.
best place.
Safe place.
Oh, the safe place. Yeah, well, yeah.
Right, they're equivalent, yes.
Yes. Okay. I am the safe. Oh, that's, yeah. Yes. The safety of just feeling that centeredness, that place. And yeah, the word safe is, yes. And experiencing that, it's just, it's hard to put in words. The joy of feeling that everyone has that, and the path is theirs to follow to find that and access it and feel safe being there. So yeah, I'm gratitude. It just, oh yes. Thank you.
It's like I'll have what she's having. Yeah.
Good. Good. That's a good one. All right. Blessing. I'm finished. Thanks for everyone's patience.
For any of you that's too young, we were referencing When Harry Met Sally.
Yeah.
The
I'll have what she's having too.
Yeah, right.
Good thought. Good memory. Mostly. I'm finished completely. I am just so comfortable.
Okay, we have Trish and Penny.
This is Trish.
Mm-hmm.
For some reason, I thought I already went.
Oh, did you? Oh, you talked before, but
Yeah.
I'm not sure. Did you? What did you say? Maybe you did.
I've been listening to everybody else, and I don't, of course, I don't remember what I said a little bit ago, but I mean, for me, it can be a bunch of those things, but I don't know. For me, I just say, I am holy, I am pure, I am perfect. And
Okay.
that brings me back to me.
Okay. Beautiful. Okay, Penny, are you here? Do we have?
I don't think Penny's on today, Sarah.
Oh. I was wondering because Marianne wasn't here yesterday and we had
Yeah.
18 people here and I
Yeah,
was
Trish
wondering.
is the only one that dialed in on the phone because Penny usually dials in on the phone. So I don't think she's on today.
Oh, thank you. You can see all that, Russell?
Yeah.
Okay.
And if you want help co-hosting, I can help you set up breakout rooms in
Oh, thank you.
the
Thank you. Thank
future. Just
you.
let me know.
I will. I would love a little lesson in that. That would be great. Okay.
So this is Laura, and I'm quietly kind of skirting the invitation. Not for the words. The words were not, it was a reframe and it landed where it needed to. But for the deeper thing that was unfolding, which was having a powerful awareness around Mother Earth, when Ken spoke, there was just an awareness of a vision I had had, and it just landed right in my womb of Earth being held, and that was so deep, and so inviting, welcoming, returning. And that felt profound, like the meditation earlier of that wordless space. And then I found myself favoring that. And as people spoke and worked through their grounding and returned to their centers, I had a really hard time holding my energy. I kept attuning to people's emotional states, although I felt that sense of profound grounding. I just kept feeling the intensity of the emotions as people spoke. And then the icing on the cake was my husband walking offering me some grace. So just was like, okay, I'm struggling on this.
Let me ask you this, Laura. Were you feeling the power of what they were saying?
I was feeling the emotional intensity of what they were saying. So when people were struggling, I could feel the frustration and the, I don't know, it's not even words to describe it, just the
Right,
resonance. Yeah.
right. Okay, so you were experiencing the discordant part. And
Yeah.
then when they shifted into their center, did you feel that as well?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's for me, though. I guess the curiosity and why I was just staying quiet and watching was I felt very grounded a while ago, not this moment, but in this state of return to a knowing, and yet I was still feeling pulled.
Okay, so that would indicate a need for a deeper grounding. Okay. And that will evolve and we'll address that. Just right now, let's. So, did you come up with a phrase for yourself when you came
It
back?
was something very simple, like, financially I'm struggling, and then it flipped to, the I am supported abundantly, like just the energy was, you are so supported.
Oh, say the last part.
You are so supported. It was kind of like, you are so abundantly supported. There's so much support for you.
Excuse me. Sorry, I was trying to mute myself. I had to sneeze. Okay, can you center in a little bit here and let that phrase have the power and space within you that it deserves? And then speak it. There you go.
Like I said, my husband walked in the high up with a bowl of grapes. So I'm just feeling very off-centered.
Okay, but you are coming back, so come back to yourself. I mean, are you laying down on a lounge chair and he's dropping grapes into your mouth and fanning you with a palm leaf? Back.
The intrusion of feeling within myself and then feeling other people's stuff and then other people entering into that. And again, it's dropping into
So
this
if we
deeper self.
forget the abundance part and we return to you and you feel your energy coming back to you, then what does your being want to say about your energy going out to other people and coming back? You're there.
I just don't know the word in return. Really, it's not
Ah.
yours. it's not yours.
That landed.
Yeah, I just opened up my butt cheek vortexes.
Good. Okay. Did we get everyone? Did we go through everyone here? Who, did I miss anyone? Anyone else hiding out there? Think, let me ask you this. Did anyone get unchi or like just not want to listen?
Did you just ask if any of us did not want to listen to what?
To the group, our whole conversation that just took like I don't know, an hour or something like that.
I experienced that on and off, not wholly, but on occasion.
This is Lakshmi. I don't know if it was in the last hour, but sometimes as I'm hearing somebody else share something, I feel a queasiness in my stomach. And then I acknowledge it and I release it to Mother Earth.
That's a very good practice, and you're probably picking up their nervousness about speaking.
Okay.
For me, when certain people you were guiding certain people, I felt drawn, like, I wanted to support them, so I really had to double down and really stay in my center and ground deeper, I found a couple times.
What did that feel like? What would you have done to support them?
No, I guess it was just like, I don't know. I think it was just more like, I was worried about my energy going more, I guess, as we're calling it, horizontally instead of vertically. And so I just, instead of having my energy going towards them, I had to really focus on my vertical column and ground deeper.
And did it naturally come back to you as they found their phrase?
Well, by the time that, I found that I was able to come back before that, and then when they found their phrase, it was just like this huge sense of relief for them. Like, I was just so happy for them. But I by that point, I think I was really pretty well grounded.
So it shows us, first of all, every single person was happy for every single person that performed that and expressed it, right? All of us were happy for each person. Second of all, when someone's sitting in their truth like that, how do you benefit from that? What does it do for us to be with someone who's sitting in their truth?
No, I was going to say, it all felt very nourishing to me. It was, I don't know if profound is the right word, but it really hit deeply. Everybody speaking, no matter what it was, I was able to take it all in over that long period of time, and I just, loved it.
And that's a lot for Ken to say, because when we
Yes.
first when we first met, you can say
What? No, I don't want to say it. When
it.
we first met, what, I didn't listen to you? What?
No, you were always like jumping ahead, like, what am I going to say next? And was ready to say, planning the next things.
Oh, God. Well, it's been 40 years. I finally got it. So I got two things today. Wow. I feel good about that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.
There's the stream. Ananda, were you coming on?
Yes, I just felt the inseparability of when people got it was, I mean, it was just true for everybody. It was true for me, it was true for everything. It was like a bell ringing. It just, sound just went out and everything resonated with it.
That's how transmission occurs. Through resonance like that, and from speaking in that deeply connected space, it's just enhancing everyone's being. And being able to do that in this circle, you get a true reflection of the deeper meaning of being able to do this. So, for instance, if you're in your everyday life and speaking from that place, someone else may not notice it at all. I have a girlfriend that I've been friends with since kindergarten that is just finally hearing it. And so being able to be in a space where the positive impact of that coming through is known and felt reinforces that for you. For each one of you. And it's not about how it impacts the other person, it's how it impacts you first. But if you're with people who are sensitive enough to feel it, that shares a very intimate moment from a very sovereign place. Did that make sense?
Yes,
Yes.
totally.
Yeah, to use Ken's word, I don't think I would have come up with it on my own, but the nourishing, it felt really nourishing to feel or sense everyone in their coherence. Like it was really moving for me.
Believe it or not, I have nothing more to say. but are we starting to feel complete here?
Yes. Yes, I can feel that.
One last thing. Does anyone have any questions about the leadership training, which I'm changing the word to facilitator training? Does anyone have questions about that or anything around that? As I move towards it, it looks more and more like an extended retreat kind of training. So training isn't exactly the right word, but is will bring us into the back end. And today, at the back end of facilitating a circle. And today, what we just did, and why I reminded Renee to remember this, what we just did was the core skill to be able to facilitate a sacred circle, to be able to speak from that place. Is what brings the power to a ceremony. So, whether you would like to facilitate sacred circles, or you would like to learn about how to facilitate that kind of power on behalf of a ceremony or even in your life. That's what this training will be about. So that's what I learned from my teacher 50 some years ago. That's how I live my life. And that's what opens up the ceremonial space because as each one of you spoke, when you got to that place, you transmitted beautiful presence and power and alignment. And that's why taking this workshop was a requirement for participating in the training. Okay. Was someone going to say something?
It's there.
Can't hear you.
Sarah, this is Trish. I was looking at the dates and what happens if we really can't do some of those.
I would say
Will you be
the
offering it again?
I would say the
You know,
only
you.
you You would only be able to miss one of the 2-hour sessions. You'd have to attend both weekends and 3 out of the 4 sessions.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm supposed to come back to Ohio at some point, so that makes it a little hard when I stay at my daughter's house.
Yeah,
So
that
I have to
would.
look at it carefully.
Okay.
I have an unrelated question. How do you make your graphics? I love the graphic that you did for this weekend with the Mother Earth and then the Father Son above in the sky. That was, oof. How do you create those? Is it AI?
It is. And Ken, what do I use? Microsoft Creator, I
Oh,
think it's
wow.
called.
Thank you.
You have to learn how to give it the prompts. And sometimes I upload my own photos and have them work on those too. Like the egret that I sent. Have I used the egret yet? I don't remember. But yeah, that's what I do early in the morning when I want to have fun.
I appreciate your fun.
Thank you. It's my happy place.
But you can do them on other AI programs too, right? Almost all of them.
Right, all of them.
Almost all of them you do the text on, you can also do graphics on.
Right. So this beautiful
So,
picture of me that's now up on the screen, do you guys see that? I don't, do you see the pictures?
yes,
Okay.
yes.
So Ken took that picture of me when we were in Mexico recently in a dark restaurant. And like it needed lots of work, but he liked my smile
It
and
is
my
a
eyes.
beautiful picture. It
Okay.
is so gorgeous.
So we took that and put it into ChatGPT. And so the prompt, we told it to, what do we say? There were,
Know,
I said,
get rid of the frizz in your hair
yeah.
and smooth out your face and
My neck, yeah, my neck more, and yeah.
oh, I forgot the last one. It
Right.
was the first one you asked it.
Right. I said, make my hair look like it was done by a professional.
Yeah.
And it came up with this picture, and it came up with me with a face with no wrinkles,
Look, 20 years old.
and I had to ask it to add wrinkles two times to get close to my level of wrinkledness. It was the smile in the eyes that we wanted to be able to capture. So it's amazing what you can do with it once you get some facility with it.
Since we're talking about AI, there's also free technical assistance. Like I was trying to print off the code of ethics, and you just go to ChatGPT and say, I'm trying to print this on my iPad, and it tells you to do something, and you can't do it because that button they're saying is not there. So you say that button's not there, but this is what I see on my screen. And they go, okay, then let's try this. And when that doesn't work, they say, okay, let's try this. And just infinitely patiently, it took 20 minutes, but it sorted out what was going on. And I absolutely was able to print that code of ethics. So it's a free, very patient
Thank you.
technical assistant. And it's quite good with that type of task.
And so, yeah, the difference is in your participation in it. And how it gets to know you. And like ChatGPT knows my language from our classes. I've been using it and it knows exactly how to translate when I give it the themes. It doesn't make them up for me. And I give them the content and it just smooths things out for me, which is much easier than me having to spend hours with it. But I give it the information. I don't let it make up the information.
Sarah, this is Trish. Can I ask you a question?
Depends. What is it?
I'm trying to figure out how to tell you, ask you it without saying all of it. So I'm trying to figure out. There's a prompt in me from I guess an ascended master that wants me to mention. Do you remember me calling you and telling you that I had a conversation with Krishna?
Which Chris
Do you remember
Krishna?
what I said? I don't know which one. He was a hologram. I don't know which one
I
he
mean, like
is.
Krishna from the Hindu tradition, or there's a woman named
Yes.
Krishna in our Monday night
No, no,
class.
no, no,
Okay,
no,
okay.
no, no, no. And he's just not leaving me alone.
Okay.
And I don't know, without saying it, that you told me at the time when I told you what it was that happened, you said that was a very profound teaching from the mountain. And it's a phrase, and it's has to do, I don't know, without, I don't want to interfere, you know. I'm like, I don't think that's my place. So I'm asking you permission if you want me to or not.
I have no idea what you're going to say, so you might as well say it because you've said enough to
I know. I know. I'm
attract
so
the energy.
sorry. Okay, well, I think everybody has to kind of shift backwards off of the AI subject back to grounded before I say it.
Okay.
I had an experience where Krishna overlaid a yogic person, and I when I saw Krishna, I thought, "Oh, I'm going to ask you this question. How do you get over the law, your heart breaking?" And his answer was, "I needed to understand that my heart had to contract as far as it needed to open to love." And the first two times I didn't listen. And there's where trauma comes in. It's an exercise in contracting our heart so it can fully open.
And I'm curious what the new paradigm Krishna would say, because that fits in the old paradigm now
Okay.
with the no pain, no gain.
Yeah, it was done 4 or 5 years ago, so yeah, I can see that.
And so I'd be curious if you kind of sat with Krishna again and see what the new message would be.
Hey, Artie. I don't know. I get a single word come back right now, but I can sit with it more. But the word was love.
Oh. That landed beautifully. Could that land with you?
Oh yeah. Oh
Okay.
yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, I think we're complete now, unless someone else has something they'd like to share.
Hey Sarah, I had a question about the facilitator training. The page mentioned the peer groups will be decided like by the groups, but does it still go beyond the last class in July? Or do they all, like, does the entire training end mid-July?
There will be a completeness in mid-July, but the reason that you have to take all the Monday night classes is because there's going to be some teachings coming through in those classes. And then we'll see that'll refer to the facilitator training. And then we'll see what else arises once we get to that completion in July.
Okay, but I thought there was also something on the page about peer groups will schedule their own.
Right. So the people in the group will get together and practice their facilitation with each other and with eventually getting together a little practice group of your own to practice with. And that would be for someone who really is wanting to facilitate a group, if that's not the reason you're taking it. Like I just, I opened it up as a as also a training, a spiritual training in and of itself today. And again, the people here are the only ones qualified or pre-qualified to be able to even take it because this was a requirement to participate in it. And
Yeah, and oh, sorry.
it's you can still sit with it. I want you to veer away to thinking of it so linearly.
Oh no, the only reason I'm asking is because we shouldn't miss any of the classes. I'm trying to also plan vacation for summer.
Yeah.
So I
Oh,
wanted
I see.
to
Okay.
know.
So,
So would
yeah,
it go
don't.
beyond mid-July?
Oh, I see. No, I'm going on vacation after mid-July too. That's when we have all our grandkids and kids and families get together for a week. So, yeah. Yeah, you'll be okay.
Okay, and then if I did want to join just more like a spiritual learning and not want to facilitate a group yet, would
That's
that be okay, even
per
with the peer group?
yes,
Okay,
yes,
thank you.
yes. It definitely is. In order to become a facilitator for that, there's a whole series of teachings that help mature your spiritual actualization. So the facilitator part is the result. So it'll be like this weekend, but centered around our theme. But again, you saw how, the name of this was living in real time. Multidimensional awareness. There we go. I have the name of it. And how nonlinear the whole weekend was. And yet, there were a lot of powerful spiritual teachings and transmission. So, in the same way, we have a title of spiritual ceremonial facilitation training or whatever. And it's going to be multidimensional like that because, in order to facilitate a ceremony, there has to be this maturing up of the spiritual skill within us. So, either way, if you're facilitating a ceremony or not, it's beneficial.
Thank you.
I think you've already answered this, but you were very definitive, very specific.
am very emphatic about the requirements. So if one cannot achieve the requirements, it's just not for that person.
What are we talking about in terms of achieving the requirements? Attendance?
That would be part of it, in that every year we have a meeting of the Healing Order in Germany in May, and of the European group, and in Portland in the United States in July, with the USA group. And probably the first thing I tripped over was the journaling, which I This is very odd for me, Sarah, because I've been an avid reader my entire life. I mean, if I had to stand in a line for 10 minutes, I was reading a book, and I am now having a great deal of difficulty with words. Not spoken words, but reading and writing and, making a journal entry every day, and it was just like I hit that and I just tripped. I can't do it.
But what if you considered the journal entries to be like the comments on the page?
Well, frankly, my motivation for doing them is because you want it so much.
Yeah. And so you're responding to my need. So you're tending the page, though.
Yes.
That's the same approach to this journaling. You're tending the training. With your realizations.
Well, Sarah, even the stuff that you write, which I know you put a lot of time and effort and energy into, and I start trying to read it, and my brain just goes on fuzz.
And then what happens to you once it goes on fuzz? What do you pick up from the transmission of the writings?
I have to get very, very shallow. It's like I'm almost just skimming over the surface of the words.
Right. And then what happens inside of you? Skimming.
I don't know how to answer that.
Do you feel like you're taking in the energy of it without the words?
Oh no, it's like the words are this glass wall that I just, written words are turning into this thing I can't really break through.
It's interesting. Try reading some of the summaries, not for the words, but for just sitting with the energy that comes through them. Like you don't even, there are some books I just put on my lap and I don't read the words, but the light comes through to me.
See, I get the oral transmission. I really, really get that. The writing stuff down is, I don't know, it's like pulling teeth or something. It just is not. I just don't want to do it.
Okay, I understand that. Just sit with it and see whether it's a yes or not for you. And then We'll figure out what works for you. If it's a yes, if it's not, then we won't.
Sarah, I'd like to just share what my process was because I think I had a lot of the same feelings, very strong feelings that Ananda is voicing. When I first read it, and I read it maybe the day after you sent it, I read through the whole thing and I said, I can't do that. I don't want to do that. I can't do that. That's not possible. So I said, okay, I read it. I'm going to put it down. And then I decided I was going to take a yellow marker and highlight everything that was cautionary, everything that made me unhappy. And then when I started to do that, I realized I was hitting the deepest fears in me of things that have not yet been expressed and managed and dealt with. And I clearly knew that this class would tap into the whole person that was behind that. But it was such a process. And by the time I finished that exercise several times, there was no doubt in my heart that I needed to take this. And that's how I came to the conclusion. I was all set to go to Georgia the end of April before I knew the training, and I switched it to another date. So it freed up the training. And then when I saw the training, I said, I don't even want to take it. So I just wanted to share that. That was a process that helped me get past me, which is the thing that's in the way of everything in the way. So anyway, thank you.
I know that process.
And just one more thing, I think, Ananda. You actually post so often and so genuinely from your heart. I'm not sure if you're aware of how that comes across. I too am stuck as far as writing. So I feel like I'm kind of in the same boat as you. So I will figure it out when we get there, I guess.
It's like deciding to go on a retreat. You let it unfold. There's only one person here I'm not letting it unfold for, and you know who that is. That process will take you to the training, however it works for you.
This is Elena, and I wanted to add just one thing, which is thank you, Ananda, for bringing up this point around reading through what is written on the various pages on your website, Sarah, because I often encounter the same sort of like I bump up against it and I can't read it. And then I skim, and hearing you explain that I'm still receiving the energy from doing that, as I feel just so much opening and shifting around for me, because there was a very loud old voice around just shaming myself for not being able to read the words, and I'm actually absorbing all of the information in a way I just hadn't understood. So thank you.
Yeah, no, you're getting it. Just let's see. When I was in grad school, and I've mentioned this before, I think, I was in the college library, and I was walking down an aisle of books, and it was one of those super tall aisles. Like you had to get a ladder to get to the top shelf. And I'm walking down the aisle, and all of a sudden, this giant beam of light hit me and turned me into pure light right there. And again, I was stopped in my tracks. And, that came out of nowhere in the college library. So I went and got a ladder and went up and got the book that beamed at me. And it was the Zohar, which is the most mystical book in Judaism. And I, at that time, I was a grad student, and it was in the 70s, and I couldn't afford to actually get the book, but I had access to the copy machine, so I copied the book. And I still have it, and I've never read it. I cannot, I start the first page, I read 10 words in it, I cannot read it. But if I sit with it on my lap, I turn into that light again. And the light is in those words, but it's definitely for people who want to read. And if you don't want to read, you don't have to read it at all. But it is in there. And I know some of you have mentioned that you experience that light when you read it. It's basically there to give the oral tradition some shape if your mind needs it. So it's giving shape with a transmission of light so that your mind can't twist it. But it does help give some structure to the oral teachings if you need it. But if you don't learn that way, you don't need to read them. So don't read them because you want me, because I put all this work into it. You don't have to read them.
I'm kind of floating around that phrase, there's one holy book, the sacred manuscript of nature,
Right.
the only scripture
Right.
which can enlighten the reader.
And that's what we're doing when we're grounding and coming to our center, and the teachings come through you like they did today. So, you can exit the mind and just see what your where your guidance takes you. And let yourself be surprised either way. And don't apply the old student model to this. This is a very living training. Is there anything else? Okay, it's exactly 4:30. We're complete. Okay. So we will meet in class again tomorrow night. That will help keep this alive in you and get some rest and just let all this ripple through. I have the recordings from this morning already on the page, but I don't know whether it'll be tonight or tomorrow that I get this afternoon up on the page. And I'm not doing a summary for this.
Thank you so much, Sarah.
You're very welcome. Thank you. Blessings to everyone.
Thank you
Thanks,
so much.
everyone.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Many blessings and many thanks.
Thank you. Thank you.